pierogies, chocolate, and chili. Plus, Josh has some big news. That's next on this week's episode of 90.5 WESA's Social Club. Hello, and welcome to Social Club for the weekend of Friday, November 11th. I'm Sarah Kovach, the digital editor here at WESA. And with us is Josh Rollerson, Morning Edition host.
Hey, Sarah.
Hi.
Hey.
And of course, we have Rachel Carlson of Yelp Pittsburgh.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
So let's all collectively take a breath. Election day is over.
I cannot see one more terrible commercial.
Well, you won't have to.
I want to see is terrible Christmas commercials now.
Yeah. Yeah. That's to look forward to.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was really surprised how Gary Johnson pulled it out. Nobody saw that coming.
Or Bill Murray, the write-in. Wow. Crazy. President Bill Murray. Yes, we're obviously taping this earlier and do not know the election results. But President Bill Murray, woo. So excited.
It's about time.
I've been waiting for President Murray.
Yeah. Yep. He's pretty awesome.
Well, since there's a lot going on, we are going to be taking the next 2 weeks off. So we'll be back after Thanksgiving. And there are some other changes here at WESA.
Changes.
Josh?
Yeah, you could say that. I quit my day job, which like generously described as a day job because it starts at 4 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to be hosting Morning Edition anymore, and I've made this change so that I can focus on Social Club as my main thing.
Oh.
That's what I'm going to do.
It's been so lucrative.
I feel like these are lies.
We're going to bring it to the next level. No, I do intend to still be part of this show if you guys will have me, but I'm going to be working a much more normal 9-to-5 job for the Pennsylvania Environmental Council, which is an environmental advocacy organization. I'm going to be the director of communications starting later this month, so... That's happening.
So exciting yet so sad.
It's kind of a bittersweet. Yeah, as we tape this, it's my second to last day hosting, and I've been getting like a lot of really nice messages from listeners. And so I'll be kind of sad to go, but not at all sad to stay up past 8 o'clock in the evenings.
Yeah, drink a little beer. Do you realize I just had this thought? You're going to be like a real live Power Ranger fighting for
Explain.
Earth.
Oh, okay.
Or Captain Planet,
yes.
Yeah.
Gonna take pollution down to zero.
No, wait, so the Power Rangers, they were eco warriors of some sort?
Did Earth, Wind, Fire.
No, that's Captain Planet.
Oh, maybe I'm thinking Captain Planet and I'm confusing.
90s kids.
Okay,
shows.
Sorry. I obviously didn't really pay that much attention.
But I will happily assume the identity of a Power Ranger if that fits.
Did Captain Planet, was that just one person or did he have a posse?
He had like a posse and they all have these rings and they're different elements. So it's our powers combined.
Oh, okay. I'm confusing that with the five Power Rangers then.
Yeah, right. don't even get me started on Voltron. It's just going to be
Captain Planet. All right, so Josh will be a Captain Planet.
That'll be on my business card.
Blue now.
Captain Planet. Blue skin.
I would love that. Well, we're really sad but happy that you'll be hopefully sticking around on the podcast.
Thanks,
guys. You're a constant snark.
Yeah. You're going to hear so much more snark.
Yeah.
You're the straight man that we need.
I know. Because we just go off the rails.
I noticed you used that expression in your write-up of,
I know, because it's true. I feel like you balance us out.
So I thought I was the goofball and the weirdo.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, we're all a little weird and goofy.
Yeah.
That's true.
That's why this dynamic works.
Yeah, brings our...
I aspire to be as goofy as you guys one day.
Our juge de vivre.
Teach me your ways.
Our joie de juge.
Well, we wish... Yeah, I don't want to say we wish you luck, peace.
You'll
be around.
Yeah.
I am sad, but I feel very happy for you.
Mm-hmm.
Don't say goodbye. Say smell you later.
We will smell you later.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You'll be smelling me regularly.
That is true.
Well,
should we continue?
Yeah. If you want to kind of shift our focus then back
to... If you want to celebrate Josh's new venture...
Yeah, you can do so all weekend long, starting with Wiggle Whiskey's annual Beer Week, which is going on all this past week and then into this weekend.
Don't tell me they make beer now.
They collaborate with their beer friends.
It's inevitable that they will at some point, right?
I know. They are. Every booth.
They are. They're doing cider, remember?
Oh, okay.
I feel like
okay.
I haven't heard much about their cider house in a while, to be honest. So you guys are forgiven for forgetting. But they are doing the cider/meadery.
That's right.
In the north side.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, but it hasn't been talked about in a while. So we need to figure out what's going on with that. But anyway, so this whole weekend, we have a bunch of different events going on. Chili Cook-Off is going to be on Saturday at the Barrel House, which I bet you there's going to be some beer involved in the chili, which sounds amazing. And you can actually enter your chili. So if you have a good chili, then this is your chance to win some titles.
Have you made chili with beer?
I have not. I do a mean turkey chili.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
But not with beer.
What's your secret?
What
alcohol do you put in there?
I had a little spaghetti sauce.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I have to say, I don't consider myself a particularly picky eater, but I have to say chili is probably one of the least appetizing foods in my opinion.
Yeah. I love chili. Oh my God. It's so good.
Chili is the best.
Like saucy, like meat and beans and some sort of like soupy mixture is like...
That's like everything.
Well, it sounds like your chili might not be chunky enough.
The word chunky did not make it more appetizing.
When you add
chili, you can eat with a fork. Yeah.
Or cornbread or rice, and it's like this really hearty, delicious meal.
I have like a slightly weird thing about like soupy meat mixtures. Like it's just really
fair enough.
Whatever.
Well, no don't offense, worry. Michael. There's more than the chili cook-off. They're also doing a homebrewers competition, which they do every year, and that is on Sunday starting at 12 p.m.
At Wiggle.
Yes. Yeah. Didn't you do it? Weren't you a judge?
I judged it last year.
Yeah.
The chili?
No.
No, the beer.
Oh.
And it was fun, right? Didn't you drink interesting...
Yes, I had some really tasty beer, and I met some interesting, fun beer people.
So I wonder if there will be any return people.
I don't know. Good question. You have to show up and find out. I screwed up. I owe Wiggle an apology. Actually, I've been meaning to send an email because I was invited to judge again, and I didn't know it because there was a message that I guess was sent to a bunch of people that I never saw, but then somebody hit reply all. So then I saw that.
Oh, the reply all.
It was very mysterious. I went through all my spam filters. I couldn't figure it out. So anyway, I wasn't ignoring you guys, Wiggle. Sorry. I'm sorry. I'll do it again if you ask me. I just missed. I just saw it too late.
Okay. Well, Captain Planet will be there for you next year as a celebrity guest judge.
He'll make sure that all the beer bottles go in the recycling bin.
Organic are organic. I can't talk. So on Friday during the day, if you would like to take the day off or play hooky, they are doing a Pittsburgh Tea Festival. Now, this sounds super nerdy. It probably is. It might not appeal to everyone, me and 80-year-olds alike, but it's okay because I'm really excited. So it's at Phipps, and it is going to be all about tea. They're going to be doing different tea tastings, tea classes. I don't know what this means, but ceremonies, which I'm intrigued. Fashion
sounds
show.
Sounds like a cult, Rachel.
I know. Tea fashion show, teacup competition. This sounds so
definitely
nerdy.
Definitely a cult. Definitely.
Oh, my gosh. As I'm reading this. A teapot exhibit and more. So you'll find me and Grammy there. But I'm really excited about it. And it's $10 early bird and $15 at the door at Phipps. And you also get to go around, walk around at Phipps too, which is not a bad Friday afternoon.
Not at all.
I want to go and just walk around and be like, "Yin's got any Lipton?"
No, that's so insulting for my tea connoisseurs. Also on Friday night, if you want to be
just
a little...
imagine the monocles dropping on Sarah shows.
Well,
up.
I'm going to try and make you guys a little hipper.
The hot tea spit takes.
I'm
it's
just
be
like,
awesome.
I love Lipton tea and I hate chili. Just offend people left and right.
I can't with you. Well, so a hipper event would be 21 plus glass at the Carnegie Science Center. So they'll have the folks from Pittsburgh Glass Center, which if you've never seen a live demonstration, it is super cool. Have you ever seen a live glass blowing demo?
Not from them,
but I have.
Yeah, I went to the Corning Museum of Glass a couple of weeks ago. Have you been out there?
Where?
In New York.
No.
State. It's amazing.
Oh. Yeah.
The Corning Company, like they basically invented
like
commercial
Corning.
Glass in America.
Is it by Buffalo?
No, it's like kind of in the Finger Lakes region-ish.
Mm. Ooh, did you go to the Finger Lakes too?
Yeah, we drove by them. Yeah.
I love the Finger Lakes. I went to the Middle Finger once.
I forget the names.
Don't even ask
me. I've had
me.
Finger Lakes wine.
No, if you ever get to go to Corning, though, Corning is cool.
What was your favorite thing you saw?
They have this awesome, like, amphitheater where they do glass making demonstrations, and they've got like huge high definition, like maybe possibly 4K screens and cameras everywhere.
Whoa.
So you can see up close what they're doing as they're describing it. It was very interesting.
That is intense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a little out of the way for Pittsburgh people, but if you're headed up that direction, it's worth the stop. It's cool.
It really is not that bad of a drive up there. I always tell people to go up the Erie area through Buffalo to Niagara Falls if they want a quick, nice trip.
We're actually going to do that next month.
To Niagara Falls?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll give you some tips.
Yeah.
Okay, good. So also on Saturday, if you love chocolate, this is going to be your jam. Because they are doing the chocolate bar at the Benedum Center, which you're just like drooling already. I see it forming. They're going to have a bunch of different vendors from chocolatiers around the Pittsburgh area who are going to be showing off all of their different chocolate creations. A519 chocolate is a favorite. She hand paints truffles and they're gorgeous, and she's going to be there doing, I don't know if she's doing a demo, but I know she's definitely going to be there serving up some chocolate, which is delicious. Also, a couple of other places like Sinful Sweets, which has great chocolate, Sarah's Candy, are going to also be there doing some different chocolate
displays. Is there anywhere in Pittsburgh where you can get like drinking chocolate? You know what I mean? Like parts of California, you can get like a hot beverage that's sort of like hot chocolate.
It's like a little thicker.
It's very thick.
When
and kind of
I
bitter.
Worked at Starbucks, I told this story before, I feel like, to someone, but they introduced the drinking chocolate. But
I remember
it was
that.
Only around, I feel like I told this story on air before. It was only around for like 6 months, maybe. And then they took it off the menu because it
didn't.
No
take.
One ever bought it. Hmm. It was delicious, though.
Yeah, I remember having
like,
that.
It was. They only sold it in the 6 ounce cups because it's obviously completely super decadent and rich, but it was delicious and I had it a lot. I worked at Starbucks during college, starting my freshman year. I think that contributed to my freshman 15. But I remember that drink, but nothing in terms of drinking chocolate around the Pittsburgh area.
Yeah, I feel like there has to be some place here that does that, but like I'm thinking of that fancy chocolate place in the Strip. I feel like I wonder if they would have something.
Perhaps.
Like that.
Yeah, you think somewhere
Mon Ami?
Yeah.
Maybe. I know they have hot chocolate. I know they have ice cream. I know they have chocolate galore.
Well, I think this is like a South American or a Central American thing possibly. So if there's a restaurant that does that stuff credibly, that might be a place to look.
Yeah, that's a good
that
there
stuff,
are not...
that whole region of the world. Thousands of years of history, and
there's not a lot of South American type restaurants around Pittsburgh either, which is delicious. So get on it, peeps.
Get on it.
Yeah. And then after you've gotten your chocolate high, we have a pierogi festival happening. Actually, this is before your chocolate high. So fill up on pierogies and then go and have your chocolate. Saturday afternoon at St. George Ukrainian Catholic Church, which is it's such a Pittsburgh thing to have a pierogi festival in a church. It's like so Pittsburgh. Yin's going to go get some rogies.
Yeah.
But they're so, so good.
So good. And obviously a cheap evening. They are going to have a selection of different pierogies. I'm assuming they're going to be delicious and homemade. And you can
when they get a little weird, too. They have, like, different, like, sweet pierogies.
The experimental pierogi.
Yes.
Scene.
I'm a big fan.
If you've never been I'm having a brain fart.
Pierogies Plus.
Oh, wait. Sorry. If you've never been to Apteka, place is incredible. I can't say enough good things about it. It's vegan, but that's
secondary, even not even a thought, to be honest, because the food is phenomenal. And one of the dishes is two different pierogies. And one was a smoked one, potato smoky. Mm. And then there was a mushroom one. Oh, my gosh. They were nice. So talk about they're weird combos. And then they're served with like beets and homemade sauerkraut. But incredible.
The baseline pierogi is pretty basic. I mean, as much as I love them, it's just a little pile of starch. It's just like flour and mashed potatoes.
All I pretty much
So you have to take it someplace weird for it to be noteworthy. As satisfying as they are, like you're not going to tell a story about this amazing potato cheddar pierogi I tried, but whatever Rachel was just describing sounds fascinating.
I have not actually been to Upteka, but one of our coworkers went and she had leftovers and she was like, do you want these pierogies? And I was like, yes, please. Mm-hmm. And so like even microwaved like leftover, they were amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're incredible. So I would definitely recommend going to the pierogi festival. If you can't make that, head to Upteka and get some delicious pierogies. And then on Sunday from 1 to 4, we have the Freaky Flea at Spirit, which is going to be a combination of vintage and offbeat weird things. So,
like what kind of offbeat weird things? Like we don't even know they're so weird and offbeat.
Offbeat horror-themed crafts, unusual handmade art decor. I just assume it's going to be, I don't know, maybe a lot of taxidermy stuff.
Like bad taxidermy?
Is taxidermy like in right now in some kind of ironic hipster way?
Have you heard of Trundle Manor?
Yes, we were talking. Wasn't that on the weird Pittsburgh episode?
Yeah.
I just feature them on KDK, and I know they're very popular in terms of stopping by, and they have it's their personal collection of taxidermied items. And when we got some of the items to show off on TV, they all have different stories and they're all connected. So like the taxidermied squirrel is looking over the taxidermied turtle that's pushing a carriage of taxidermied little ducklings. I don't know. I'm serious. There's like stories to all
like
of this.
Some sort of weird children's book.
Yeah, but it happens and people are into it. I know it's a very popular spot, and so I would assume this is something that people – it's just like my nerdy tea festival. People have their things.
Yeah. Dead stuffed animals.
Yeah. I see a lot of like faux taxidermy. Like it will be made out of like paper mache or like cardboard, and they look kind of like a deer head, but it's –
There's
like
somebody that makes these
crafty,
like crazy origami animal heads that like, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, and they're kind of like folded and geometric.
Yeah, I've seen them I made it market and I know I saw them at the Maker Faire a couple weeks ago. And it's just like you it comes in an envelope or something, and in, I don't know if there's instructions or not, but it's like very thick, heavy stock, and I think it's pre-creased sort of, and so you just fold it and it's these amazing animal shapes.
Yeah.
I'll have to.
Wish I knew what it was called.
Maybe they'll have it at Freaky Flea. I Made It and Handmade Arcade are coming up, fast approaching, actually. So just a little teaser while we take some time off. The Pittsburgh Vintage Market is happening on the 18th, Saturday the 18th, which is at Spirit again. So you could just hang out at Spirit for the next 2 weeks. Maybe sleep there in a corner. It's pretty dark, so I think you'll be okay. And tons of different vintage vendors. I love this event. It's one of my favorites. I look forward to it all year. Grab some Christmas gifts or just buy yourself stuff, which is usually what I do. And then Market is happening downtown at the old Heinz 57 Center on Black Friday, and they specifically say Black Friday and Small Business Saturday. So support your small businesses and head downtown, and maybe Josh, you can find your origami person at I Made It. Then
I'm gonna keep an eye out. I'll tweet if I find it.
Okay, I want to see it.
That sounds good.
So, Josh, this is not goodbye, but see you later.
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely see you later.
See you guys in a couple of weeks because we're taking a bit of a break.
Yes. Yeah, a couple of weeks.
I've eaten some turkey, Philip.
Yeah, yes. I've got to sleep it off and return energized.
All right. Well, happy pre-Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
See you guys next month.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
with police prosecutors and courts dominate the news, and people are asking, is our criminal justice system broken? Maybe, but lucky for us, it's broken in some pretty interesting ways. I'm University of Pittsburgh Law Professor David Harris, host of the Criminal Injustice Podcast. I'll talk with the people who know the system best and hear their best ideas for fixing it. Find Criminal Injustice in iTunes or at WESA.FM.
Pittsburgh.
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 Pittsburgh's NPR news station.
This is 90.5 FM.
WESA Pittsburgh.
Streaming at WESA.FM.